All right, so now we're in the morning. Now we've been well rested. Now we've sort of indulged in a certain number of baked goods. There's been some. There's been some exercise. There's been some socialization. There's been some reflection upon the past 2 days, and I've come to the conclusion that, let me adjust this mic here, that while I shouldn't have much of a reason to be, while I shouldn't have had much of a reason to be kind of bent out of shape or in a rough kind of a mood, I was. And this is a natural part of the human condition. Why was I in a bad mood? I don't know. Was it because my quote-unquote purpose had come to an end at the time, and I was kind of back in the land of no man's land of, you know, when all civilizations in like ancient civilizations are happening within the walls, within the confines of the wall, and then once you get, I don't want to say banished, but once you find yourself on the other side of the wall, and it's like no man's land, and you're like fending for yourself. That kind of a philosophy. I don't know. I feel like that's something that happens in Game of Thrones, even though I haven't seen Game of Thrones. But I feel like all those fantasy stories have a similar plot line. There's the kingdom, and then there's behind the walls. And then what happens? Even Lost had this. Remember in Lost when they were like on the compound, and then the guy who ends up becoming Ben, when they do those flashbacks, the kid, he finds his way outside of the compound and he meets what we used to call time transcendence, man. The guy who like transports through time to different elements of the island, to different areas of the island at different points in time. Anyway, you feel like you're on that side of the wall with all of the quote-unquote, I don't want to say heathens, but it's the best word. So, there was a bit of that. And, you know, it's whatever, you know what I mean? I would actually prefer, personally, to see an abundance of people on their bad days. Like, I would love to watch bad day Instagram. Or bad day, well, Twitter is pretty much a bad day all the time, but I would love to see bad day Instagram, because it would give you a sense of how people are really feeling. I think we're veering too far in the direction, especially on places like IG, of, you know, IG kind of breaks down into like fitness, things that resemble like borderline porn. Art, you know, visual art, music, people rapping in 1 minute formats, what else, painting, what else, then the motivational shit, then the shit that I do, which is, I can't really categorize it, not because I feel like I'm so different, but because I just don't know what to call it yet, and then people's personal lives and shit, like, oh, I took a flight here. Oh, I took a train ride there. That kind of a thing. That is basically how IG can get divided down. And, you know, I would love to see more. I'm pissed off IG. I'm pissed off on IG. I'm somebody who's, and by I'm talking about people who post on IG. I would like to see more of those people posting shit like, oh, I'm pissed off. Because it's an interesting balance. It's an interesting flip. But whatever. Today is a new day. It's still a cloudy day. Today I go to the Echo Store. The Echo Store, which I keep going to, but never actually buy anything. And this is a sign, if you believe in signs. Once you find yourself fixated on a certain thought for a certain amount of time, it's better to just get it out of your system and you know, go for it, rather than dwell and then wonder, like, oh, I should have bought this and that from there at one point, or, oh, I should have done this, or, oh, I should have done that. You just gotta look at your finances. So there's no coffee happening this week. order to make up for whatever I'm going to buy today at the Echo store. And it ain't even that much. And everything's on sale, too. It's like 50 to 70% off. It's like, all right, so a couple of shirts and jeans. That's like the main focus. And these are also like kind of like self-care thing. I don't want to say self-care, but it's for self, you know? Like, how often do I really buy shit for myself? Not often. I buy food for myself. You know what I mean? But I buy random household supplies for myself, but it's not like I ever buy anything that makes me feel good in a certain way. There was something else I was going to say. Fuck. Echo store, shopping, day off. Give me one second. Oh, yeah. So this is something that I've noticed. So when I call my pharmacy for my antidepressants, the place that's right by my doctor, I call and I'm like, they're like, what's your name? I'm like, I give them my name. They're like, so what are you trying to refill? And I always say, well, Butrin. But then I thought today, they're asking me specifically what I'm trying to refill, because I have a long list of things here. Like, some of them are, they're like allergy meds. And then there's anxiety medications. And I mean, if I'm going to be paying out of pocket, maybe I should pay. Some of these meds are like $60 plus. Like $100 and something. I remember them specifically. So I guess I'm going to try and like see if I can cop the antidepressant meds and see if there's a difference in quality versus what they give you for free. What they give you for free at like whatever other pharmacy. I think it's worth investigating. I'm not saying everybody should try this tactic, but it's worth investigating, because if you're going to be shelling out the dough, it's one thing to get. It's like, this is the thing with the free healthcare. You get free healthcare, you get what you get in terms of free. You're never going to get the top notch, whether it's medical advice or medical attention for free. Sure, you can at some points, but it's like when I was withdrawing from. Okay, here's Scream Time. Scream Time just popped up. Your screen time was down 29%. Fuck. Let's see. It popped up on the tablet. Give me 1 second. So apparently I had 2 hours and 19 minutes of screen time per week. So let's do the math. Let's do 2.19. I know that's not how you do it, but 2.19 divided by 7. So it's like 31 minutes per week or per day. That ain't bad, but that's also because the job that I was doing, I was being forced to use another computer. So really, I was on that computer for like 6 hours a day. And then my tablet was secondary. So anyway, back to the topic of the meds. Like, you're getting free healthcare, you get what you get. If you shell out a bit more, you may get better medication, you may get better treatment at hospitals, you may bypass certain lines in the hospital. This is my understanding of the healthcare system as somebody who has moved throughout it for free, meaning walk-in clinics, walk-in counseling services, you know, walk-in showers, you know, walk-in, you know, mental health services, so on and so forth. It's always like you're basically getting. It's I don't know how to describe it. Like, you're getting it for free, so you get what you get, and you don't complain, because otherwise, if you're in the U.S., you can get shit. But now that I'm currently. Well, now that I was earning, I gotta really, like, today after this, after I shower, I'm gonna go post up and look for more jobs. I'm still waiting for the person who's been on break for a week to call back, or sorry, to call them back early in the morning tomorrow, like at 8, when I know they're there, and like try and pitch myself to them, because I know they will likely be interviewing me, I think. If they interview me the first go around, they probably are going to interview me again. And, you know, I want to just pitch them, like, look, I don't know how this runs. I imagine it's a little less formal than any other kind of, you know, real organization, but you know me, and you probably want to hire me versus, like, Mr. Johnson off the street. So I'm going to try and prepare, not a script, but a list of points to bring up. Anyway, this rant was all over the place, but I'm going to go shower. The shower isn't on, you can't hear it, but I'm going to go shower. All right, peace.